AP News. I'm Ben Thomas. Health officials say a Colorado National Guard member has the first reported U.S. case of the COVID-19 variant, and a second case is suspected in another Guard member. The state's epidemiologist says the two were deployed last week to a nursing home with an outbreak of the virus in a small town outside Denver. But Dr. Rachel Herlihy says viruses routinely change.
New variants have been popping up throughout the whole course of this pandemic. Some pop up and disappear without even being detected. And we expect, you know, this to keep happening. And there's no necessary reason at this point to think that this one is any more concerning than another variant that may arise.
The variant first showed up in England, and the British government has now extended its toughest Tier 4 restrictions to three-quarters of England's population because of the rapid spread. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports $600 COVID relief payments might already be showing up in some Americans' bank accounts.
Check your bank account. You might already have that $600 COVID-19 relief money that lawmakers agreed on before President Trump demanded it be bumped up to $2,000. The push for a higher amount is stuck in the Senate. Officials say if Congress approves the $2,000, it'll be added to the $600 most Americans are getting.
But that push for bigger checks appears all but dead. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is proposing an alternative, loading up the bill with other White House priorities. At a news conference this morning, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasted Senate Republicans.
They are in denial of the hardship that the American people are experiencing now, health-wise, financially, in every way. Their lives and livelihood, in many cases, are on the brink.
On Wall Street, the main indexes have been higher since the opening bell. This is AP News. It's early in the college basketball season, but Gonzaga is offering no reason to question their number one ranking in the AP Top 25. Correspondent Jim Bernard reports on last night's game.
The number one Gonzaga Bulldogs remained unbeaten with a 112-67 victory over the Dixie State Trailblazers. Corey Kispert led the Bulldogs in scoring with 25 points as Gonzaga never trailed while hitting over 60% of their shots.
We play in this system that, you know, gets us a lot of open looks, a lot of easy shots, a lot of shots at the rim, and that's why, I mean, we've had this huge number of paint points, you know, in every game that we've gotten to triple digits.
Joel Ayayi had 21 points and 11 rebounds to record a second straight double-double for the Bulldogs. Dixie State, playing the first season of Division I basketball, was still within 4 points of the top-ranked team 7 minutes into the game, but the Bulldogs shot 67% from the field in the first half to grab a 63-38 lead at the break. I'm Jim Bernard.
Number two Baylor rolled to an easy 93-56 win over Central Arkansas last night. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.